cast a hero. According to the television, I can be a hero by ripping a packet apart with my bare hands, drowning its powder in boiling water and pouring the resultant sauce over pasta, plated out to hungry human children. It sounds ludicrously simple, but the simple act is supported by money from somewhere. The hero must get to the supermarket, fly aisle chasms, target the packet in heavy visual chaff, toss it in the trolley, dodge, queue, card swipe, and key in the code. Through gates, there's traffic to negotiate, an explosive gas stove to light, hot pans to juggle over playful kids, a feast to host and eat, and last, the ritual performance of Sisyphus at the sink. I'm too old now, past a hero, past being everyone's source of mythic revivification. Stabbing a finger bone, I kill the TV, storm outside and glance at the stars. We're relaxing now, the heroes of a thousand cultures lie spread-eagled across the constellations. This is something about humanity, Tim, on the back of this Ginandera publication, Into the No Zone by Tim Metcalf. It says, Metcalf exhibits a broad range of poetic perspective. He has a refreshing modesty, not often found in modern writing. That's from the Journal of Australian Studies, the Canberra Times. They're just ready for it. They say it's writing with intelligence and asperity. How important do you think that asperity is, Tim?
Graham, I hope it becomes less important as I get older.